Horios, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, 1-1. Hopefully you had the chance to listen to the introduction. I'm sorry that the microphone didn't work well. Going to this Mishnah, you're supposed to already know that if the Sanhedrin HaGadol rules that something is permitted, when in fact it is one of the 43 prohibitions from the Torah that carry with it the penalty of kares, divine excision or premature death, if one would do it intentionally, b'mezid, but he now is told by the Sanhedrin that it's permitted to do, and one follows the Sanhedrin's opinion, and then later on, after the majority of the people have followed the Sanhedrin's lenient ruling, the Sanhedrin retracts and says, oh no, actually we were wrong, it's forbidden. So then the Sanhedrin will be obligated, or maybe the people will be obligated, to bring a special korban called the Par He'elem Davar Shel Tzibur, the special bull that's brought for a concealed matter on behalf of the community. Now, our Mishnah wants to know what happens if you only have a minority of people who, like a single person, let's say, who follows the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. So what does he do? Does he have to bring a chatas? Because he ultimately did what he wasn't supposed to do. The example we use is he ate the forbidden fat, the chalev, okay? So he ate the chalev based on the opinion that the Sanhedrin said it's permitted to do. Then the Sanhedrin said, no, we were wrong. So now, if there's not a par he'elem davar going to be brought because it wasn't the majority of the community, but he alone did violate it, does he bring a personal chatas now? Or do we say, no, he can rely on, he relied on the Sanhedrin's ruling, and therefore, he is exempt. And our Mishnah is going to be going with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which is not lahalacha, not the halachically, you know, sanctioned approach. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, such a person is exempt from bringing a chatas. The reason why is not because, you know, he was an onus or something like that. It's actually limud from a pasuk. It's learned out from a specific extra letter in a verse, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which says it has to be ba'asosa. It has to be that a person made asiya shalah, his own soul's mistake, meaning without relying on the Sanhedrin. That's when you bring a chatas. But if you relied on the Sanhedrin, erroneously, then for technical reasons, you're exempt from bringing a chatas. That's Rabbi Yehuda's approach. The halacha is not like that. The halacha is like the chachamim, who are not mentioned in our mission at all, but who hold that, listen, you relied on the Sanhedrin, that's the best you could do, but the bottom line is you transgressed the Torah, now you have to get atonement, and that requires a chatas. Doesn't matter that you did it in good faith. That was an accident. That's what a shogig is, an accident, but still you have to bring a chatas. Don't forget, of course, that whenever one violates an issue from the Torah, bemeis it intentionally, so then when he wants to do tshuva, he cannot bring a chatas to solve that problem. The chatas only brought if one violates one of these specific averas, the carry karas penalties, but he does a b'shogeg, not intending to break the Torah. Okay, so we're in the world of Rabbi Yehuda over here in our Mishnah, and we're talking about the private person who followed the ruling of the Sanhedrin and made a mistake, and what happens next. So now there's a lot to be said here. The Mishnah says inside, Horu Bezdin La'avor la'achas mikol mitzvos ha'amoros b'Torah. This, the Bezdin, meaning the Sanhedrin, rules that it's permitted to do something which actually is a violation of one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Although the Mishnah here says, sounds like any mitzvah in the Torah, this is really just sort of a cut and paste from the words used in the pasuk that's talking about this. Im nefesh achas techate b'shkaga me'ama'aretz ba'asosa achas me'mitzvos Hashem. So because of that, achas mitzvos Hashem, we're now going to be picking up here with the same kind of expression. But it's really only the averas that carry the penalty of karas. V'halach hayachid va'asa shogeg al piyam. And then a single person went, an individual, and he followed their ruling leniently, and he acted accordingly, and then he violated the Torah b'shogeg, inadvertently. So then, bein she'asu v'asa imahen. It doesn't matter if they also did it, and he did it with them. Bein she'asu v'asa achrein, or if they did it, and then he followed their example, and the next day he did it. Or even if bein shelo asu v'asa, even if they never acted on their leniency, they just ruled, in theory, it's permitted, and based on that ruling, he followed their opinion. In all those cases, patur, he is exempt from bringing a chatas, mipnei shetala bebezin, because he was relying on the bezin. And again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whom the halacha does not follow, since that pasuk said, v'im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga me'ama arts ba'asosa, and it could have said, which means, if a person will do one of the sins, an accident from the people, ba'asosa, and doing it, achas mitzvah Hashem, one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, asher lo ta'asena ba'ashem, You're not supposed to do it, but he did it, and he's guilty. So it could have said ba'asos achas. He did, not he did it. What's the extra hey? To darsh now, it's ba'asiya shala. Has to be his own soul's doing, his own doing. He made a mistake, and not that he's relying on the bezin. Okay, so that's just an actual technicality from a pasuk according to Buda, which the Chum do not subscribe to, and the halacha wouldn't follow this ruling. Now, the second part of the Mishnah becomes much more interesting. It says, Horu bezdin v'yada echad mehen shetau. The Sanhedrin makes its ruling, and it says something is permitted. But someone present, meaning one of the Dayanim who are present, knows that the Sanhedrin is making a mistake. O Talmud, v'roi lahora. It could even be someone who is not actually one of the 71 members of the Sanhedrin, but someone who really could be a member. Remember, around the Sanhedrin, they were like the runners-up, the people who were in training, the Talmidim, who, when the seat becomes vacant in the Sanhedrin, they would fill it. So there are certain people present who could be able to be a dayan if they were there, but they're, you know, they would, meaning, and therefore, if they raise an objection, their objection would be taken seriously. So if one of those kind of people knows the Sanhedrin made a mistake, and then v'halach v'asal pien, notwithstanding the fact that they knew the Sanhedrin made a mistake, they said, okay, the Sanhedrin said it's permitted, so I'm going to do it. Bein sha'asu va'asa imahen, whether they were doing it together with him. Bein sha'asu va'asa achrein, whether they did it and then he followed later on. Bein shlo asu va'asa, even if they never did it, but they just said it was permitted, and he heard them say it's permitted, now it came up to him, and he then followed their lenient psak. Hareza chayev, this person is actually chayev to bring a chatas. Bepnei shlo talab bezin, because he wasn't depending on the bezin. So what's happening over here? This is a person who knows the Bezdin is making a mistake, okay? For whatever reason, he didn't raise the objection to the Bezdin, and therefore they didn't consider his point. Now, since he knows it's forbidden, he's not really allowed to do it. But he did it anyways because the Bezdin said he could. Now, if he knew it was forbidden, and he said, listen, I got a great get-me-out-of-jail-free card, Bezdin said it's permitted, so I'll do it anyways, so that actually is considered to be acting bemazed. He willfully, wantonly violated the Torah, and therefore he actually would not be liable to a chatas because he acted b'mezid. So that's not the case of our Mishnah here. The case of our Mishnah is that he thought incorrectly that he's supposed to listen to the Beis Din, even though he knows they're wrong. Now, before you misunderstand something here, this is a person who the Beis Din would listen to if he raised the objection. And he had an objection, but he didn't raise it. What's supposed to happen is that he raised the objection, they would consider it. And then they would be mefalpel, they'd discuss it. And if they accept his point, so then good, they'll retract their leniency, they'll change their psak. If they overrule it after they consider what he has to say, so then yes, indeed, a person is supposed to listen to the Sanhedrin. Now, maybe he can't do something lakula if in his heart it's saying this is forbidden, so maybe he still can't do it. But if he really could rely on the Sanhedrin to be lenient, if you know, and say, listen, I have a mitzvah to listen to the Sanhedrin, so I'm going to. But that's what happened here. This person, he relied upon the Sanhedrin and made a mistake. So again, let me clarify this. He knew the Sanhedrin's actual psak was based on, let's say, a misprint in the Sefer Torah they were reading, let's say. Okay? He knew that. He didn't bring it to their attention, but he thought, listen, I'm supposed to listen to them because that's the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, one of the 613 mitzvahs, which you all have to listen to, that if the Sanhedrin says something, even if you think they're wrong, if they say left is right and right is left, you have to listen to them. So even though I know they're wrong because they misread the din because they had a misprint in their Sefer Torah, but I have a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. So that's a mistake. So since he made that mistake, he was acting b'shogeg, and he will, yes, bring a chatas. Okay, in that specific case. Now, what's supposed to have happened is that he raises the objection to the Sanhedrin, and after they pasken it, it'll be resolved. Okay, so we're talking specifically about a case about a person who could be a member of the Sanhedrin if they would invite him, or he actually is this member, and he had an objection, which he didn't raise up, and it's before they made a definitive opinion. So that guy, he would be doing the absolute wrong thing by relying on the leniency of the Chum, which he knew was wrong. And if he followed it, he'd be bemazed. But if he thought incorrectly he was supposed to follow it, because they thought that was a din, that's a shogeg, and that's why he'd be chayav to bring the chatas. Now, the Mishnah sums up by saying, Ze'aklal, this is the principle. Now, Ze'aklal always comes to add something, but just the basic principle is, Hatola ba'atzmo chayav. If a person is relying not on the Bezin's thinking, but his own thinking, and then he does an Aveira, so he'll be obligated to bring a chatas. Vatol Babez, and if he's relying on the Sanhedrin, does something wrong, so then that gets him off the hook. Potter, he's exempt from bringing a chatas. And again, that would be all in the world, as I described right now, of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a private person is off the hook for bringing a chatas if the Sanhedrin said to yes, do it. Now, what's this Zehaklal coming to add? So, the first, Hatol Ba'atzmo Chayav, the person who relies on himself, he's Chayav. What's that? So, there are some people who like think that they are smarter than the Sanhedrin. And maybe, for all I know, they are smarter than the Sanhedrin. Let's say there's a guy who actually is smarter than anyone else in the Sanhedrin, but for whatever reason, he's a difficult guy. They didn't invite him to the Sanhedrin because they think he's a pain in the neck. So this guy says, you know, those dopes in the Sanhedrin, they always get it wrong. And they, but for once, they said this chalev is mutter, and they're right. They got it right for once. So he eats the chalev, and the Sanhedrin said he could eat the chalev. Now, when the Sanhedrin says, we made a mistake, so now he wasn't relying on their leniency. He would have eaten the chalev, so to speak, whether or not they had paskin on, right? Because he was relying on himself. The fact that the Sanhedrin agreed with him is a coincidence. Or he agreed with them as a coincidence. And therefore, he was never relying on them in the first place. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a private person is exempt from being a chatas, if the Sanhedrin made a ruling that it's permitted to do, that's only if you rely on the Sanhedrin. This guy wasn't relying on the Sanhedrin. He was relying on himself. He's a tola ba'atzmo. And therefore, he has to bring a chatas if he realizes he made a mistake also. The second part, v'tola bebezdin pater, one who relies on the bezdin is exempt. What's that coming to add? What's that we didn't say before? That'll really bring us to our next Mishnah. The next Mishnah has a case, we'll see it over there, but just the basic idea is, what happens if on Monday the Bezin said it's mutter, and then on Tuesday a guy, you know, on Tuesday they say it's forbidden, and we made a mistake, and on Wednesday a guy who watched the news on Monday, heard it was permitted, but didn't watch the news on Tuesday to find out they changed their mind, relies on the Bezin's old psak. So is that called still being protected by the Sanhedrin's incorrect psak, or not, in terms of an exemption from bringing a Chatas? The answer is, says the Mishnah here, yes it is. Since he was relying on the Sanhedrin's permitted permission from before, he's relying, that's the same mistake as before. And it doesn't matter if the Sanhedrin already, meantime, had recanted, changed their opinion, even if they brought a Parhelem Davar in the meantime, it doesn't matter. He was relying on them, and he therefore has the exemption from the Pasuk, says Rabbi Yehuda, and doesn't bring a Chatas. The halacha is like none of this, like I said before. The halacha is that if a person does an Aveira from the Torah, for which the penalty to shogeg, is kares, and he does a b'shogeg, so then whether or not the Sanhedrin said he could or couldn't do it, if he made a mistake and he did it, he'll have to bring a chatas regardless, unless the Sanhedrin said it was permitted and the majority of the Jews erred, and then when the Parhelem Davar is brought, that will exempt him from bringing a private korban chatas.